You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast
and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coaster.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the worst and best in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. My name is Crazy Dave. I'm from Temecula, California, and with me this week is...
This is Toby and...
Kenneth.
In Granada Hills, California.
What? Yeah. Representing the SFV.
This is Mike in Boston, Massachusetts.
And we have a special guest this week. Other than Kenneth, we have another special guest.
Yeah, we do. We have two special guests. Why don't you introduce yourself? Yeah.
Who's going to go first?
Well, we got to introduce yourself first.
All right. Well, I'm Jake. I'm Hipster Brufus from Baltimore, but coming to you from Kentucky.
All right. Wow. Hipster Brufus is a friend of ours that we met at the Beer Bloggers Conference last July or so. He's got a blog. You want to tell us a little bit about it real quick?
It's a beer blog. I talk about beer, and it's Hipster Brufus, and I'm rude to people, and it's great.
Nice. So we're not the only rude people out here in the world that like to drink beer. That's good to know.
Yeah, there you go.
Cool. Well, this week's episode is our Yogi Beers episode, and they're kind of got like some sort of yoga or India kind of theme to them. So
no boo boo, no ranger.
I got a picnic basket. No, but so our fermentation conversation, we're gonna be drinking the Dogfish Head Namaste beer.
Namaste.
Namaste. I was able to find this in a 6-pack. Looks like Toby got that in a 750.
Yeah,
I got a large 6-pack as well, so I get 5 more I can drink.
Cool.
After.
And if you guys hang around and listen to the rest of the show, we got a couple other beers that we're going to be drinking. Toby, what do you got?
Me and Kenneth here are going to split the Indica from Lost Coast.
Cool. What about you, Mike?
I still haven't decided yet. I know we're doing the show right now, and I should have a decision made by now, but I'm either going to do Three Heads Java Sutra or Rising Tides Calcutta Cutter.
Cool. And the beer I'll be drinking is going to be Beer Here, Kama Citra. So that's what we're drinking tonight. So if you guys want to listen to the rest of the show on iTunes or on our website, www.beercoasterspodcast, that's where you can
hear
those.
This weekend.
Yeah. But for the meanwhile, let's bust into this Dogfish Head.
Okay, sounds good.
This is from Dogfish. They are www.dogfish.com. This is the Namaste. It's a white beer brewed with orange slices, lemongrass, coriander, and peppercorns. It is 4.8% ABV. Whoa. And crack it. I guess I'll get my Sam Adams glass here. Whoa!
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So is this part of their ancient ales series or whatever?
Well, it's a regular offering now.
So.
I know that.
Yeah, I think that it is. What you see in the 6-packs, it's usually part of their regular.
Well, on the website here.
Program, as they say.
Yeah, it says Namaste was originally brewed at our pub in Rehoboth Beach with Italian food friend Leo Rehoboth.
How do you say that again, Dave?
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
Somewhere in the Dagobah system.
Yeah, I think that's a droid.
This is not the droid you are looking for. With our Italian friend Leo from Bira de Borgo. It was a tribute to our friends at the Three Fontaine Brewery in Belgium, who had devastating production lost in 2009. They lost a third of their production. You can read more about their original brewing of this beer here on Sam's blog.
It is now a year-round offering. I just checked. So
yeah,
cool.
The power of Google.
So lots ahead.
Yeah, lots of head. It pours out clear. It's a clear yellow lemonade yellow. Color.
Lots
lemonade color.
Of carbonation.
Like, yeah.
I get little tiny little particulates all over the place here.
It's almost like a like a little bit of hazy wit.
Yeah, it does have a haze to it.
But it's still pretty clear. I mean, it's I don't know. It's like yellow Gatorade almost, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite the neon.
Consider your backdrop,
right,
there, David.
Right, it's not neon.
I don't know. Mine's pretty yellow.
But I just got tons of carbonation, super bubbles.
Nice glass.
That. What the hell are you drinking out
of? Is that a stemmed mason jar?
Yes,
damn straight.
Oh my god.
That's almost
fantastic.
As bad as those solo cups.
Now, Hipster Rufus is the one that's in Kentucky, guys. Not you.
Yeah.
That's where we want to be. We will switch whenever you want.
Nobody ever wants to be in Kentucky.
No one will.
Unless you really like bourbon.
Well, you know what?
I'll give you that.
On the nose, I get this. Really, it really smells like a wit beer. It's got a little bit of a stankiness to it.
All right, so good. That's not just me then.
Yeah, it has that kind of
saisonity steak.
Sticky, malty.
It's like a musty citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Like a moldy orange peel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grassy something.
Like
lemongrass.
Yeah, lemongrass.
Yeah. Lemonade.
Really malty.
Does have a lemonade kind of essence to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. I want to take a sip. Cheers.
Cheers.
How do they say that in India?
Cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know.
Come on,
here,
Google.
Let me Google Translate that. Hold on.
Take a sip, yeah.
You know, it's...
It's got a kind of a cereal graininess to it.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
There's a thing going on in my nose.
Here we go. Here it is. Here it is, guys.
Cheers.
I expected more
of ears at the end.
More fruitiness. More.
Yeah.
It's got a
herbaliness,
grainy maltiness, and a little bit of citrus, but
there's an herbiness to it too. Like,
it's kind of mellow. Do you say what the ABV on this was?
4.5, I think.
Yeah, 4.8.
4.8.
Yeah, very effervescent, very airy, you know, kind of fills you up real quick.
You're right. Whole lot of carbonation.
Lots of carbonation.
See, I know white beers don't have a big body, but this is super thin. Is anybody getting the peppercorn? Because I sure as hell aren't.
It's a hint.
There's a little bit of dryness at the end that may be from, you know, getting some of that peppery spiciness, but very little, if any. I mean, I can't really pick it out, to be honest.
It reminds me of something, and it reminds me, it makes me think of a Sam Adams beer, you know, because Sam Adams, you know, tends to do a lot of the ales brewed with spices, and they use a lot of coriander and stuff like that, and a lot of
and I'm never really a big fan of that coriander. There's something about that in the mouth feel and the flavor towards the end that coriander is just, I don't know. For me, it's I don't like it. I don't like it in beer. Anytime I find that someone brews with it, I'm just not a big fan of it. But
I got a lot of the pepper on the
burp. Separately, like in my hands and ground it up and smell it. And it's not like it's an unpleasant aroma at all. But for some reason, when you brew with it, I'm just not a fan of it.
You know what this kind of reminds me of?
So does that put you off from Mike? Does that put you off from whites in general, or?
Well. I mean, a lot of them do tend to use it, but I don't think... no, I mean, I'm a fan of... I'm really getting locked into something I shouldn't hear, huh?
Hipster Rufus asks the hard questions.
Right. Putting you on the spot.
Yeah. No, I do like some of the Belgian wits. I'm just not a fan of them when they use a lot of the coriander, I guess.
You know what this reminds me of, though, is the Chainbreaker from Deschutes.
It's, I think that's a much better
I've
version,
never had
though,
that.
To be honest.
Yeah,
it's more citrusy.
Yeah,
Chainbreaker's
more
citrusy.
More hops to it. More of a hoppy...
I don't think Chainbreaker has coriander in it, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why I like it.
No, it does.
Are you sure?
I was hoping
for the
right citrus
now.
To come through a lot more.
Yeah.
The
this
citrus in the nose is
that.
Great. I mean, it actually has a really nice aroma.
Right. But it's not. But it doesn't come through as like this mouth-watering. Like, it doesn't have that juiciness that you think it should have.
It almost has like a... I don't know. It's almost like a cornmeal or something. Like.
Yeah. Well, what were we just drinking from Sam Adams a couple weeks ago? What was
the cold snap? This is way better than the cold snap.
The cold snap, it definitely had more of even more maltiness to it, and more of that
and more
cereal,
of a fruity pebbleness to it.
Yeah,
fruity pebbles. But this,
I don't know, dude. I had the cold snap a couple weeks ago. I liked it a lot.
I thought it tasted like ass.
Like I said, I know that there's definitely going to be some people who like that.
Didn't I drop the deuce on it?
It just wasn't for me.
Yeah, Dave might have dropped
you
the
deuce. You did drop the deuce on it. You know, when you read the label and then you taste the beer, you expect more out of it.
Yeah.
You don't get the lemon slices. No, it's not juicy enough for that. Like
with lemongrass and peppercorn, you definitely wanted something a little bit more potent. You know, it's something that had a much bigger burst of flavor. You know, when you tried it, but. It just doesn't quite have that.
Yeah, like Widmer's Brothers lemongrass wheat, that's a really good example of a nice lemongrass body flavor.
Like it just has that tangy something that this doesn't.
This
have.
Does have it has a little bit of a bit to it, but
a bit to it.
It's
that.
It's not bad.
Well, it smells great, but...
Yeah, I do like the aroma. I'm just not a... I don't know.
What do you guys want to eat with
I'll
this?
Save my rating, I guess. For
what do you guys going to pair with this?
Show.
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Well, Dave, since it tastes like ass...
I didn't say it tasted like ass. I'm not going to
pair
with
this.
The cold snap tastes like ass.
I want a Taco Bell grilled stuffed burrito and some Snyder's honey mustard and onion pretzel bits.
Snyder's honey mustard pretzel bits?
Wow, so specific.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
The pieces or the bits?
Aren't they the same?
No.
Don't make
Far
me
from.
Get my bag. I have one right
go
over there.
Go get your bag. Instant pairing. Go get it.
I got
go
the
get
pieces.
It.
Hold
nice.
Up.
They're both going to go get
got the pieces.
What? Did he just one's, put his dong in the... What was that?
No, that was his
one's got the pieces and one has the bits.
All right. What has he got there? That is Snyder's pieces.
Oh, those are the pieces.
Oh, he's got the pieces.
What the... What's the difference?
Oh, they both have pieces.
That's
we got
the
an
same
pairing.
Thing.
The honey mustard?
I'm straight.
Are they
mustard.
Bits or pieces? What do you got, Kenneth?
They're bits and pieces. How's that?
There's no bits and pieces. They don't make those.
Oh, they're just pieces.
Yes. Pieces. But they have bits, and the bits
semantics.
Are formed like nuggets.
Like nuggets?
Partake.
Oh, yeah, I have to partake. It's a hashtag instant pairing.
Whoa.
Oh.
Luna.
Well, how's it go there, hipster?
It works.
Like Toby says, you can't go wrong with a pretzel.
Unlike this beer, these pretzels actually have some flavor.
Oh, I see. Wham!
There we go. Mike, what about you? What are you thinking?
It works. Not bad.
I don't know.
It does work.
I'm thinking maybe a kind of a salty type cheese, something like Asiago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what I want. I know what I want.
What do you want?
Nathan, what do you want, Dave? Came over the other night and cooked dinner for us, and he had quinoa with avocado and goat cheese and chicken. And grilled chicken.
Dip or something?
Oh. No, quinoa's not a dip, dude.
Well, what's the grilled chicken? On a serious level, I would say like a feta cheese or like a goat cheese, like a that kind of deal would be good with the beer. Yeah. Like a salad type. It's a super light beer. It's definitely not heavy at all.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah, I think we can all
it's just kind of tangy. So maybe something with lemon and feta.
See like a Greek salad. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about some like roasted Brussels sprouts with prosciutto and cheese and bacon and
yeah.
There you go. Well,
cheese and bacon, yeah. And whatever. I'm on board.
Bacon done.
So one of those new bacon and side burgers with bacon in your burger.
Wait, that's a thing,
dude. You guys don't have Jack in the Box out there in Maryland, do you?
Oh.
No, that makes me really sad.
I don't have it up here.
Oh, man. Okay, go Google the Jack in the Box Kentucky? Bacon in the burger.
Do they have Jack in the Box in Kentucky?
Nope. There's a lot of White Castles here, though.
Yeah.
And Waffle House.
Cool. Well, I guess since Hipster Rufus won't be around for the rest of the show, maybe you can drop in what you think your rating is out of 5 pints here from 0 to 5. What would you rate this beer?
I'll give it a 2. It smells great. It looks good, but the flavor just isn't there.
Falls. Just gets flushed.
It just plops.
It's boring. It's a boring beer. I'm really... I mean, their ancient series has a lot of good stuff. I'm really surprised they went with this one for their year-round cellar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was expecting when I was trying this, was something along those lines of the Abroma and, you know, these bigger, full-flavored, lots of crazy stuff happening in it.
Exactly.
That's what I was expecting, just because of, I don't know, because of the label and because it's Dogfish. But
yeah, I expected it to be bigger, for sure. But
yeah,
I kind of like it toned down.
Yeah,
I would not even mind that toned down different. If it just had.
No, I'm not saying it'd be different. I...
Well,
Beer Advocate users rate this an 86.
Untapped.
3.62 out of 13,251 ratings.
The top three places to drink this are Buffalo On Tap 2014 in Buffalo, New York, Angel's Trumpet Ale House in Phoenix, Arizona, and Anil's Extravaganta Festival in Linköping. I guess they had some festival where...
Linköping,
yeah.
Is that Linköping?
Yeah.
Or is that Linköping like some European?
Yeah. Well, there you have it, folks.
Some Biergarten.
It's a Biergarten.
It's in. Hang on, I'm pulling out.
Dude, stop saying that.
Further, it's in Sweden. Hey, maybe Malt Porter knows that place.
All right.
It's all right, Sweden. Folks.
I'm sure
we're gonna drink some more beer.
All right.
Well, let's
not on YouTube. We're gonna rest of the show.
Well, before we leave, though, we want to give a quick shout out to Hipster Rufus. Thanks for joining us. Why don't you throw us your website here one more time?
www.hipsterrufus.com.
Ta-da!
All right. Really so yeah, go check out his blog and. Yeah, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for being here with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks to Kenneth for letting Toby crash out at his place.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You about to say something, Jake?
Tony.
Follow you what?
It's Tony's.
What'd you say? I missed it.
Tony's birthday.
Oh, that's right. Tony Leone. Hey, Tony Leone.
Happy birthday, Tony Leone.
Hey. Alrighty.
It's a Beer Coaster's happy birthday cheers right here.
Word. To clink.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
I'm empty.
All right.
Oh, you have a...
You have five more of those things, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I had to buy the six-pack, didn't I? Damn it.
We're done over here.
I did, too. It's all right.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
All right, everybody. Hot topics. Hey, everyone. What's up? This is Beer Coaster Crazy Dave out in Temecula. We're going to be talking about some news that came out this week a little earlier. This actually came to my attention via Tony Leone. And this kind of hit him close to home. Apparently, a couple of weeks ago, Anchor Scene Brewery filed a lawsuit against City Scene Brewery in Connecticut for use of their steam beer trademark. Apparently, the Anchor was okay with it while they were just making their beer just, you know, for their brew pub only. But now that they're actually bottling and distributing it, Anchor hit them with the lawsuit. Anchor has become aware that defendants are using in commerce the confusingly similar mark City Steam in connection with the promotion, marketing, and sale of craft beer. Anchor has learned that the defendant, City Steam Brewery, initially made and sold its City Steam beer for consumption on the premises in its brew pub in Hartford, Connecticut. Anchor has now become aware that defendants have recently begun making and selling beer under the City Steam marks, not only at their bar, but also bottled or cast for distribution and sale in interstate commerce. So, Tony was kind of pissed off about it. He says he's going to have to, like you know, not drink Anchor anymore. You know, I don't know
if I could go that far and not drink Anchor beer anymore because I love their Christmas ale. But I just wonder, like, what's next for some of these companies? Like, is Alyssa Milano going to get sued for her Teen Steam videos back in the 80s?
Well, no, but I mean, I can
Teen Steam, gotta let it out. You don't remember those? My sister had them.
Your sister
you
did.
Have them, okay. Be honest.
Right, Mike.
It's true. I do have a crush on Alyssa. I still do.
You know, but I kind of... I get what Anchor Steam is doing there. I mean, they do have a trademark. They do have something that they have a right to protect. And you know, when someone
it
else
seems
going
so
out,
generic though, Steam. No, but Steam, I mean, the, no, but, just well, but the word. Thing,
right? No, but with Anchor Steam, it was a very important part of the process of how they made beer.
Right.
And they had open top vessels that would cool, and the steam would come up out of the brewery, and that's how it became steam beer.
Right.
You know, so yeah, the, they.
What about California Common? Isn't that this? The
well,
style?
that is like right. The generic term for that style.
Okay.
So I think that was because of Anchor trademarking steam beer so long ago that any kind of style like that afterwards can't be called a steam beer. So they came
so
up
they
with a new name
it
for
the
it.
California
the
Common.
California Common, right?
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I don't know verbatim, but I recently read that Anchor Steam has gone after other people
sure.
for the same thing, and they've failed miserably.
Really? I didn't know that. I assumed because they were
because
a
the
pretty
whole,
big brewery, they, I figured that they would be...
Well, I see where the people are coming at. This might be kind of a reach to say that they're infringing on their trademark by saying, you know, City Steam. It's not, you know, really Steam. They're not using Steam Beer or Anchor Steam or, you know, saying that this is Steam Beer. But
are they making Steam Beer? That's what I want to know. Is City Steam making a Steam Beer?
I know they did at one point. It's been a really long time since I've been there, but I would assume yes. But even then, they distribute to Connecticut, which is that big. You know, who gives a crap?
Yeah, well, the whole thing, I don't know. I mean, part of me understands, like, you have to protect your trademark, and then there's another part that's like, you know what?
Play nice.
Yeah, you got to play nice with the fellow craft brewers, you know?
I mean, if you go to Anchor's website, they just don't... They can't say enough about how they trademark Steam Beer on their website, you know? And so... If for another brewery
to know that and
to not know that or to just kind of go, whatever, they're not going to mess with us. It's like a brewery coming out. What if there was an Arrogant Bastard Brewing Company out of wherever, you know? And so Stone would immediately jump on them and say, we have a beer that's really popular called Arrogant Bastard. It's not trademarked.
California Common Brewery.
I'll give you that.
I'm gonna trademark that. Then everybody will be screwed.
But that's super verbatim. I mean, Anchor Steam is going after something that a word. They're going after a word.
Right.
Yeah, because does it say if it's City Steam Beer? Is it City Steam Brewery? Is it or just City Steam? I mean, I don't know how far. It's a brew pub. Not even a brewery. It's a brew pub, right?
Yeah, but it was when they actually started distributing.
When they bottled it and distributed, and they're like, oh,
there it is. Hey, you know, you're having it in your little bar, whatever. You know, you're not really reaching out. But the minute they start distributing it, now it's competition.
Because it's in the same market as Anchor.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, they have to play a little nicer, I think, with these small craft breweries. I really think they do.
Yeah,
I mean we've had this has happened time and time again.
No way. With
the Monster and what else have we had? There was the Magic Hat one where the something six had a logo that looked similar, and they were after them.
Oh, yeah.
And then Starbucks going after the Frappuccino beer or whatever it was, and I don't know. It's just.
Well, here's from City Steam's brewery. They have under their premier brewing process. When steam was introduced to the brewing process in the mid 1800s, it was the epitome of modernization. No more soaking files or shoveling coal to keep the kettles boiling. All the brewmaster had to do was turn a few valves, and the vapor started rolling. Better yet, steam provided a faster, more consistent flow of heat, and in turn, a better brew. So. Whether, you know, best of all, whether you're drinking Porter, Pilsner, or City Steam Ale, you know that you're getting the best in the brew in the state at City Steam.
See, and that's another thing that's annoying, is it's not like their Anchor Steam Brewery. That's just one of their beers. Mm-hmm. No one has confused the two.
They're definitely saying that they are a steam brewery. You know, they're using steam for their production. So, we'll see what happens. You know, you never know what's gonna happen in a court case, and I guess
I won't go that far.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned and see what happens. Who knows? Cool.
Cheers.
Let us know what you guys think. Send us a Twitter. Send us a Facebook. Send us an email. Call our hotline. Do whatever.
Do whatever.
Send a smoke signal.
Yeah.
Drunk dial us.
But don't use steam, because you'll be screwed.
I'm sending steam signals.
That's it. I can't even make tea now. I'm worried steam the tea kettle's going to go off and Anchor's going to be knocking at my door.
Dang.
That was really good.
Better patent that noise.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike.
All right. Let's drink some more beer.
All right.
Absolutely.
I don't care if it's steam beer or not.
Sounds good to me.
That's all I want now is steam beer.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles. You can even get growler fills. Go to BeerCoastersPodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with two locations. Visit AcesandAles.com for more information. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
So this is Toby out in Granada Hills, California, and I'm joined by
Kenneth. unfortunately.
And the last time you heard Kenneth, you know.
The wind that sips the barley wine.
Yes, the wind that sips the barley wine. And Kenneth got to drink a barley wine with me, and it was pretty crazy. I remember him saying. So now this week we are drinking, for our yogi theme, we are doing the Indica.
Indica.
From Lost Coast Brewing out of Eureka, California. They've been brewing since 1990. The Indica is an IPA.
How do you know it's not Indica?
Oh, dude, it's Indica. It's Indica.
It is Indica. It's Indica.
let's see. It is brewed with the bittering hops are Columbus, and it's dry hopped with Willamette and Centennial. So that's all the information. It comes in at 6.5% ABV, and we're going to crack it.
All right.
Kenneth's going to do his fancy little wedding ring.
If possible. Oh, my God.
Big fail. All
right, here we go. Oh, dude.
Well, let me pour you this.
Good. Like the 18th or 19th time.
How jacked up is your wedding ring from that?
I know.
That,
brand new. It's beautiful. I like that already. So it's pouring out pretty nice.
I feel like I should have had another beer for this segment.
Nice glass.
Like a sense.
Yeah, they're doing the stem to mason jars.
So nice head. I got about a Yeti finger of head there.
Yeah.
It's orange in color. Decent amount of carbonation happening. Slightly cloudy, but that might be a chill haze. But yeah.
No sediment.
On the nose, some stank.
Stank.
Like some yeah, stank. Some real grainy malt stank with...
That's super mild, though.
There's a little bit of a floral kind of hop aroma. A little earthy.
What kind of hops did you say they used? Was it said Columbus?
Centennial.
Centennial, Willamette. Centennial and Willamette were the dry hops, so
I don't smell it.
It's mostly this big kind of malty, grainy aroma. Yeah?
Yeah, I would think those hops that you should be getting in a big...
No, it's not.
And it says that it's a generous amount, too, of dry hopping. Huh. I mean, it's there. You can kind of get a little floral, maybe a little fruity something, maybe an apricot kind of peeking through, but it's... Just mostly this malty grain aroma. It's
weird.
All right, cheers.
Sip.
Taking a sip.
Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's a better taste than a nose, for sure.
Still has that big kind of grainy
little
maltiness. Yeah, I can see that.
A little
kind of smoky.
It's actually pretty good. What I expected it to be so far.
There's a little sweetness in there, kind of a honey sweetness. It's not very bitter. It's almost kind of pale ale-ish. I mean, I know recently Kenneth and I have been drinking some, you know, pretty hoppy beers the last couple of days, but this is
mild stuff.
Not super hoppy. Yeah, it's very mild IPA, and I remember having this a long time ago and really liking it. I mean, not that it's bad, but it's very laid back.
Definitely a weekday after beer. Beer.
Yeah. Weekday.
Weekday IPA.
Super dank.
Super dank?
Yeah. Not really. It's more on the sweeter side. It's got a nice body to it. It has a little bit of a thickness, so it's not like super bitey IPA, but I don't know.
Tastes good though.
I would put this in more of like a hoppy pale ale, not so much an IPA category, but.
What are you gonna pair with that?
Not bad. I don't know. What do you think, Kenneth? Food pairing?
Mustard, maybe something with mustard.
Yeah, like a pretzel
sandwich.
Like a pretzel bit.
Like pretzel pieces.
he's looking at the bag. He's like, Let's see. High fructose corn syrup.
Try those pretzels again.
Mustard. I'd pair this with some high fructose corn syrup. Some enriched wheat flour.
What if you
number
had,
19.
What if you had a like a smoked ham sandwich with mustard on it?
No, that would be a deli little panini going on.
Yeah, yeah. I know I pair with sandwiches a lot. But this is this is pretty mild. This is like something you would have at lunchtime, you know, like a lunchtime IPA.
You could totally sneak this one.
Yeah, you're on your lunch break.
Absolutely.
Have an IPA with your lunch, you know, a ham, smoked ham and cheese panini. Okay. There you go.
A little garlic. You're done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it looks like the Untappd ratings come in at 3.51 out of 8,718 ratings. Top three places to drink this beer are Lost Coast Brewery in Eureka, California, O'Brien's, which I'm assuming is the one in San Diego, California, and Burgers and Beer in El Centro, California.
And I heard that Lost Coast is expanding, so good on them, you know. Been around since 1990, and they've now decided to do some expanding. That's cool.
So look for Lost Coast beer near you.
Yeah. I get them in my grocery store out here in Metro.
And I love their artwork, and I know I've talked about it. I know I talked about it on the show a long time ago, and the artist who's done most of their labels, I can't remember his name, but I know he has a website and everything. And I've talked about this on the show before, but it's been a while since I've done a Lost Coast beer. But yeah, this label's cool. It's a little cartoonish, kind of Picasso-esque, sort of. You know, they always have one eyeball different size from another eyeball and a different part of the face, and, you know, kind of Picasso-esque. And it has the, you know, the four-armed elephant.
It's Ganesh.
Yes. Sorry, Mike. So there you have it.
It's okay.
Indica from Lost Coast Brewing out of Eureka, California.
Gemini Lounge. A chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Click on the Gemini Lounge logo and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Mike, how's your tooth?
It's killing me.
You better start drinking.
Hey, let's go. This is Mike from Boston, and it's time for my tasting flight, folks.
What you drinking?
Part one. I'm going to drink the Rising Tides Calcutta Cutter. Ooh. This is from Rising Tide Brewing Company, and their website is www.risingtidebrewing.com, I believe. Yes, risingtidebrewing.com. These guys are from Portland, Maine. This beer is 9.1% ABV.
Ooh, biggin. You can't get there from there.
It's a deeper.
No, that's not how you say it.
Oh, how do you say it? You can't get there from here?
That's,
you can't get there from here.
Yeah. No, can't do it. Yeah.
Frickin' East Coast.
You can try, but can't do it. Not from here. Nope.
Yeah. Turn around.
They go out to wrote a piece and... All right, anyway. So...
Jesus
Christ. It is a deeper. It's an Imperial India Pale Ale. I'm going to crack it. This is a 22. I have tried Rising Tide on the show before, I believe.
Yes,
I tried the... I can't remember which one. Was it Daymark or... Can't remember. I'd have to go look.
Were they at the conference?
I'm busy drinking right now.
I don't remember.
I thought don't remember they were, what. But... That whole weekend was a blur.
Yeah, you drank a lot more than us.
I sure did.
I got about a Yeti pinky worth of head, almost a little more than a human finger.
Mike, you tried the Daymark from Rising Tides.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
It was on our Riding the Storm Out issue.
Nice.
In November of 2012.
This beer's pretty yellow. I expected it to have a little bit more of a golden hue to it, but it's yellow. I know on screen it looks kind of more of a...
orange?
A golden or towards amber, but it's really yellow here. On the nose. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Big, woo-hoo. Dank, big. Tropical fruit smell.
Dank tropical fruit.
Dank tropical.
Yeah. Kind of like a cat pissing on some citrus.
Wow. That sounds awful.
You got your nose all up in that.
Hey, can I sell a beer or what?
I never want to drink that beer.
No, I'm kidding.
Tastes
it's
like
not...
ammonia and shit.
No, it's not quite a cat piss.
Is that reverse psychology, doesn't it? You just want to get it more.
Like, I have to try it.
Now all the freaks are coming out, all the cat piss sniffers.
It's like
stuff.
Watching a dog take a crap. You gotta watch the thing.
You know that most dogs will orient themselves north-south when they take a dump?
Light. We go way the hell off the left field.
No, they do, though. Like, what, like the dog, like you see your dog kind of walk around in circles, and like 90% of the time, as long as like the magnetic, you know, poles are like in a normal state of flux, dog will orient itself north and south to take a dump. They did a whole study on this.
Wow.
Thanks, David.
You remember that Ralph and Herbie episode with Cheech and Chong? The two dogs?
Can we get back to the cat pissing on oranges, please?
Hey, Fifi!
Jesus, David.
All right,
Christ.
Yeah, back to my beer. Besides the...
Thank you.
I'm getting, like, all kinds of fruit, like passion fruit.
It's harder
Oh, here it comes, Herbie!
It's harder for me to...
Oh, look at that!
It's harder for me to edit out Crazy Dave when all of us are on the same track.
God.
Sorry, Mike.
We're all on the same track?
Yeah, I can't split this up.
Oh,
this is all one track.
Really sucks. Now what are we going to do? I didn't even think of
Mike
that.
Mike looks homeless.
You got to keep going.
Mike buys so much beer that he just had... Like, he's actually pirating the Wi-Fi off the internet cafe down the street.
Yeah.
He's sitting outside in the alley.
He just walks down the street with a piece of cardboard. It says, "We'll drink beer for
Wi-Fi."
It gets cold in the room that I'm recording in. It gets really cold if the heater's not on.
The heater's definitely not on,
and it's not on because of the noise for recording. So, I take one for the team and I bundle up a bit.
Yeah.
Now, when you say heater, do you mean barrel fire?
Yes, I got a 55-gallon drum. I throw whatever I got, old shoes, some dirty socks.
Tire,
yep.
Oh, poor Mike.
I mean, all kinds of, I don't know, I'm done even talking about the beer.
All he wants to do is drink
beer. You guys can talk, I'm going to drink the beer in my segment. You guys can talk all you want. A lot of hops. It's got a little that West Coast kind of dry hop aroma and flavor.
What kind of hops did they use?
You know, I was looking for that and I can't find it. I was looking on the website as well and it doesn't really list them. I was hoping that it would, but it does not. But it does say that they dry hopped it and.
Well, it's funny, on Untappd, it says Imperial IPA, Double IPA, XIPA, IIPA, whatever you want to call it. Calcutta Cutter is our homage to hops. Lots of hops, early hops, late hops, very late hops, dry hops. Then we condition the bottle in a bed of hops. Well, maybe not the last bit, but you get the idea. Let the lupulin shine.
There's it's got, I mean, those hop oils and stuff that they're in there. And it's got a decent amount of maltiness in here to kind of smooth everything out. It's actually, I'm going to pair something with this. I want some kind of like a Cajun chicken, or like maybe like a Jamaican jerk chicken, something like that. Mm. Would be good with this.
No mustard pretzels or anything like that?
Nah, I want something a little spicier.
What about a Taco Bell burrito?
Or a pretzel piece.
If I can.
Dude, you know what they should do is the Schneider's pretzel, pop that into the tortilla shells, like the Dorito Locos. The Schneider Loco Dorito, $1 million. Done.
Somehow it was Schneider Loco doesn't quite roll off the tongue as easy as
Schneider.
Try it, dude. Try it.
Welcome to the Weed Smokers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst and mostly sticky,
it's
icky,
the
icky.
Munchie hour on the Beer Coasters Podcast, man. Hey. What if you took some Schneiders and threw them in with a taco?
Tell it, bro.
Taco Bell. Bro, that'd be awesome.
Smash so, look, I took some tortilla chips and a Hershey bar and
some Funyuns.
And some Funyuns. It's a peanut butter. I got my iron and I just ironed them all, man. And it's just, it blew my freaking mind, man.
Is that what you're pairing with this, Mike?
Yeah. That was it. Never mind take. That jerk chicken. I'm take. Going with that. What happened?
Was that a kebab?
Instant pairing. Do it.
Yeah. I just don't have all those ingredients to be able to do it.
Oh, okay.
No, he's lying. His iron just doesn't work.
No, I just don't have any power.
Oh, right.
I'm working on battery power right now. Oh, right,
the whole being homeless thing.
Yeah, the home. You haven't seen that new trend of the homeless people with laptops?
Dude, I saw a homeless dude with a freaking Mac Pro. Like, really?
Those are hipsters.
Yeah, they're not homeless at all. Those are just hipsters. They're not hipster Brufuses. They're just hipsters.
Right. No, this dude was just straight kicking it on the street.
Yeah. But aren't hipsters supposed to be ironic too? Isn't that the whole thing?
It's a different kind of ironic.
Different kind. It's the kind that you put the chips down and you just iron them.
That kind of.
So if
ironic.
You guys get a chance, check these guys out. It's Rising Tide Beers, and they're out of Portland, Maine. And. Yeah, so far so good with these guys.
The Untappd ratings on this come out at 3.97 out of 597 ratings.
Yeah.
Popular locations to drink this is the Rising Tide Brewing Company in Portland, Maine. Three Penny Tap Room in Montpelier, Vermont.
Montpelier.
And the Union Brew House in Weymouth. Or is that like Weymouth? Weymouth.
You know, you're not allowed to pronounce any fucking New England cities anymore. That's it.
What's that stuff like? Worcestershire? Worcester? Westchester?
It's Worcester.
Worcester. You know, also interesting.
Worcester, you asshole.
Oh, here comes the masshole now.
1,025 pa.
Also on Untappd too, they also are starting to put the top 12 drinkers of this beer, and one of our homies, Carla C, has 5 check-ins for this Calcutta Cutter. Wow. A girl that we met at the Beer Bloggers Conference.
She would.
And Beer Advocate users rate this a 92, which is outstanding.
Alrighty.
Who cares about beer?
There you have it, folks. There's my tasting flight.
Cool. Hope you enjoyed it.
We'll be back with more beers right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters podcast. And don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Well, listen up, baby! It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer! Watch out now, baby bubba!
What's up, everyone? This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And this week, I am going to be drinking the Beer Here, Citra. Since we're doing a little YouTube video, if any of you guys out there see that in the real world, that's what the bottle looks like. This is from
nobody sees this, right?
No, well, nobody will see this.
Some of our super geek fans probably will, because they'll be like Facebook or Google Plus stalking us or YouTube stalking us. So
yeah, it doesn't happen.
That's so your, so.
This is
for
a
the record. I'm not homeless, even though I look like I am on YouTube.
This is brewed and bottled by Beer Here at De Proef Locristi, Belgium.
Oh, it's a Belgian beer. Dave, you're going to love it.
Dave's faves.
As the love child from British specialty malts and American citra hops, this beer exposes itself with a firm body layered with complex malt flavors and in-your-face citrusy hops.
Firm body.
Oh,
yeah, Dave.
Their website
perks up when he hears firm body.
Yeah.
That's why
Their website is www.beerhere.com.
He forgot to see the Belgian in there. He just saw firm body.
Firm body. I'm going to give you something firm in your body.
If you want to.
Or not in... not in my bum, you don't.
The website is www.beerhere.dk. Or you can look them up at Facebook, I guess, too.
DK.
My firm DK.
What?
I'm checking into my beer.
Dude.
Sorry. Whoa, seriously. This is brown. It's like a Coke.
Wow. Oh, sweet.
Yep, look at that big old head.
That's what she said.
A lot of head. For sure. Now, this definitely pours out dark brown.
It's like two or maybe 2.5 Yeti fingers.
Dude, I know.
It's super stouty.
It's a full-on Yeti fist, dude.
No way. Not a Yeti fist. That's like freaking two fingers.
Yeah,
okay. That's
two Yeti fingers. It's brown. Brown. It's got a tannish brown head. Real hoppy on the nose.
So this is from Denmark? No, it's from
DK.
Belgium,
dude.
I thought Belgium was BE.
Well, their website's beerhere.dk.
Huh.
And this beer, by the way, is not...
What country your beer is from?
And it's not even... And this beer is not even on their website.
What's it called?
Citra.
And what style is it?
It's a brown, dude. It looks brown.
It looks brown, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say what style it is. It just said that British specialty malts with America Citra hops.
It is Denmark. DK is Denmark. You knucklehead.
Well, why does it say Belgium? It says right here, brewed and bottled by Beer Here at De Pro.
So if it's brewed and bottled in America, it must be an American. It must be an American beer.
It's brewed and bottled. No, their website's beerhere.dk, but it was brewed and bottled in Belgium.
You're a DK.
Okay. Maybe they did one of those contract brewings or something.
No, it's from Denmark.
Or they did the whole gypsy thing and they went to Belgium and brewed a beer.
Bob Crazy Dave doing an Indian beer from Denmark.
This is really weird. I mean, it's got like a dirty, it's got a dirty dirtiness to it. It's a little bit citrusy, a little.
We call that sweaty.
A little tropical, but more than anything, it just smells sweaty dirty.
Malts. Sweaty malts.
Take a sip, yeah.
Surprisingly.
It is dripping from the jug.
Oh no. Oh no.
You have to turn the tap off.
Did he say two Yeti fingers?
You have to squeeze the tip.
Would you like one or two Yeti fingers?
Oh no, cannot handle the two Yeti fingers. Two. Only Yeti pinky, only when I warm up.
Man, if y'all don't shut up, I'm gonna drop my Yeti dick in this.
You don't want to have a Yeti dick. You are hung like a hamster.
Yeah, well, you got a Yeti asshole that stinks.
Wow, where's the show going?
It's way off the rails this time.
No, but the one thing that really surprises me about this beer, though, is it's roasty. Like, it's got, like, this strong, smoky roast to it, which I really wasn't expecting, saying that, like, you know, they're all British malts and, you know, because they're usually a little more tame. But, yeah, it's got a good, strong roast to it. Nice back of the throat kind of a woody bite.
And it's funny that they actually consider an American brown ale, and it's from Denmark. Like, they actually said, hey, we're going to do, like, an American-style brown.
This is definitely American-style. I mean, it's not like your toned-back, you know, European-style beer.
Is it nutty?
Actually, it is. Yeah, roasted.
Roasted nuts?
Roasted nut would be a good description. Yeah.
Description. What the description?
What happened to your accent?
What are you talking about? Shut up.
He's like some 7-Eleven freaking Walmart hybrid freak.
7-Eleven Walmart hybrid.
Hey, fuck you.
Oh, no. Goes again.
What would you pair with this beer?
God. You know, it's got a nice sweet maltiness to it. Damn it, this is tough. I'm thinking like,
I don't see the beer listed on the website at all.
No, it's not. It's not.
What the hell?
What the hell? That boy was whacking off in my tool shed.
Oh, man. I want to say like a roasted turkey.
Once a year kind of thing, dude? Or...
You don't want to have the curry? No, turkey no. Curry?
No.
Turkey curry. It's called Kirky.
We call it Kirky.
I don't know, even turkey might be too delicate.
If we had any not. Indian listeners at all, we'd lost them.
Yeah, sorry. I had one Indian friend that was listening. His name's Baku.
Please send us some Indian hate backwash.
He's probably going to like tell everyone at my job and I'm going to get fired tomorrow.
Right.
Yep. He's a bigot.
He's a racist.
He's a racist. Fire him now.
Now he's definitely fired.
Damn it. I don't know, man. This is rough, man. The untapped ratings come in at 3.68 out of 571 ratings.
Whoa.
Oh, God. You can't even do the post-review.
It looks
beer
like...
Advocate users rate this an 85, which is very good.
There are no top places to drink this beer.
What?
Yeah. Like, it doesn't
unacceptable.
Say, it doesn't say any top places... That once again, the website for this is www.beerhere.dk, or you
dot,
can look at them
not
on
feather.
Dot. And that was the Karma Citra from Beer Here. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Right, everybody, last call.
Everything, right? Shout outs, all that stuff. Hey, how you doing, everybody?
Hey, last call.
Wow, the synchronicity was just out of this world.
Pros, man.
Yep. We've got a lot of attempts under our belt.
Damn. All right, well, this is our last call segment. This is where we talk about the beers that we talked about a little bit earlier.
About the beers that we already talked about.
Let's talk about them again.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things that could be. What is Keith doing?
He's getting serviced.
Seriously?
No, she's bringing him water and toast.
That would have been something to say live on the podcast.
Okay.
All right. So,
getting serviced.
Well, damn! We'll start off with the namaste. Hipster Rufus dropped the deuce.
Namaste.
Not a big fan of it. Toby and Kenneth, what'd you guys think?
Kenneth, what'd you think of the namaste out of 5? What would you give?
I hate to be a little blunt, but I kind of go with him as well. I would give it like a 2, 2.25. No more than that. Not a fan.
What is it? 2 or 2.25?
2.25.
2.25.
How about you, Toby?
2.25.
2.25. For me, well, what do you think of the indica? Well,
I liked it a lot better. I would probably give that a maybe a 4.
A 4 out of 5?
That's like a damn good beer, dude.
It was a damn good beer. I was very happy with it. You should try it, David.
I just want to verify. All right. What about you, Toby?
For the namaste, for me, I think I liked it a little bit better than Hipster Brewfist and Kenneth so far. I would probably go with a 3. It's decent. It's not your typical Dogfish Head, you know, ancient beer revival type of beer. It's more along the lines of a lighter, more sessionable Blue Moon, if anything. I mean, it's not as Belgian-y. It doesn't have the clove.
How dare you,
and
sir?
It doesn't have the cloviness that you get out of a Belgian wit, but I mean,
that's what that was missing. You're right. But the Belgian, there's no cloviness.
Right.
And Belgian wits usually have some cloviness.
I think I'm going to go with a 3. I'm going to stand by it. I think it's not horrible. It's just nothing that I was expecting a lot more from it, and I was kind of let down a little bit. But as far as the beer itself goes, yeah, 3. 3 pints. And I think I'm going to stick with that with the Indica as well. I think that it's kind of an okay IPA. It's not nearly as hoppy as a West Coast IPA, even though it's a Northern California. And in my opinion, Northern California IPAs are slightly different from Southern California IPAs. But I think I'm just going to stick with a 3 on that one. It's decent. It's worth checking out. I mean, I'd love to try it on tap somewhere, but I don't know. 3 pints. I'm not overly excited by it.
Cool.
For me, the namaste, I'm going to give it a 2.5. And the reason I'm giving it 2.5 is because as much as I didn't particularly care for some of the flavors, you know, the aroma was okay. And it's drinkable. Like, it's not really offensive in any way. It's a very drinkable beer.
Yeah.
So I kind of have to give it, you know, points for that, so I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah,
but it's not my choice. I wouldn't pick that over any other. I mean, there's a lot of other Belgian wits I think that I would choose before this beer. Are we doing? I guess we're doing both beers, huh?
Yeah.
For my Rising Tide, the Calcutta Cutter, pretty damn good DIPA. It's very reminiscent of a West Coast style. I wouldn't say it's as bumped up as some of the West Coast style DIPAs with a bigger malty backbone. But all the hops were there. Nice dry hop. Had a nice malt backbone. Just not maybe as big as some of the West Coast ones. But I really, really liked it. And I'll buy it again. I'm going to give it a 4.
Nice.
Cool. So, you know, for me with the namaste, you know, I get what Toby and Mike are saying about the, you know, like, it's probably not the first, you know, wit beer they're going to go for. It does have some interesting flavors. It is kind of nice. It's very easy to drink. That's one thing I kind of like about it, is that they're not over the top in these flavors. Because I think if they overdid them, it would definitely make me not want to drink the beer again.
There's some, like, boycott coriander campaign or something that I can get on board with.
I'm sure there is.
Maybe coriander in brewing.
Maybe that's just the fad right now. You know, everyone was doing saisons. Everyone was doing this. Everyone was doing that. Now everyone's on the coriander kick.
Coriander steam.
And Grains of Paradise can kiss my ass, too.
Oh, okay.
So I think I liked it maybe a little bit more than Mike and Toby and Kenneth. I'm gonna give it a solid 3 because I think that the toned downedness of it I think is a positive in this aspect.
I love the words that we make up on the show.
Yeah,
toned downedness.
As for the Kama Citra, this is an interesting beer. I mean, not really what I expected. It's pretty big and bold. I liked it. It's got some good roastiness flavors to it. It's definitely a bit smoother now that it's warmed up a bit. I would give this one a 3.5. It's good stuff. It's worth a try.
All right.
I love the fact that we're getting American styles overseas.
Yeah. You know?
I just think that's cool. It's like, hey, this is an American version of a style.
Or maybe that's what they're like, we have to do to compete with the world beer market.
Yeah. But that's kind of cool that they're acknowledging that it's if it's a more bumped up kind of bolder version of a style, that it's American version.
America. Cool, folks. Well, I think Mike's gonna have a little bonus tasting flight here.
Yep.
But we just want to remind you guys to check out our website. It's www.beercoasterspodcast.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Beer Coasters Pod.
YouTube.
Watch our YouTube videos at www.youtube.com/Beer Coasters Podcast.
Don't watch this one.
No, don't watch this one. No, don't watch these because then you'll know what we're going to do for Friday and Saturday.
These are private sessions.
Yeah, there's a few select few that might see it and know about it. So if you're one of them, give us a shout out or something. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know that you watched it early. Make us feel special. So,
it's a good idea.
Shout outs. We got any shout outs? Happy birthday, Tony Leone.
Happy birthday, Tony Leone. Hipster Brufus, big shout out.
Thanks for
being on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for drinking a beer with us.
Check him out on Twitter. Check him out at his blog, hipsterbrufus.com.
I have a bunch. I may have mentioned some of them last week, but I want to just give him a shout out anyway in case I didn't. And that's Paul Krager. Beer Geeks Radio, Chef Posiwak, Vicky Gross, Quentin Jesse, Eden Dust, Christine Mafio, Drunken African, which I think is a cool freaking Twitter name. I wish I could have that name.
Drunken African?
I want to be the Drunken African, yeah. And Chris Gore.
Cool.
Yep. You know what? You know what? Tony Leone is drinking a Citra Mantra like an hour ago.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
Right up our alley. We should have had him on the show. Oh man.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be on the show during his birthday.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of shout outs, so I'd like to give a shout out to David Hirschbach. He just hit me up on a tap. Also, as always, Gino Kenny and Chris Reed and all those guys out there.
And I want to give a shout out to Kenneth and April. Thanks for letting me take over their half of their house.
Absolutely.
To do the show. Put the kids to bed early.
Told them to sit down and shut up.
So big shout out to them.
Thanks. Oh, I also want to give a shout out to Philip M. He was also hitting me up on tap. Oh, and Malt Porter also toasted a beer that I had over the weekend.
Yeah, Malt Porter hit me up too.
So what up, guys?
All right. quiet, folks.
Bonus track, Mike.
This is a bonus track from Beer Coaster Mike. You know, just like the Kama Sutra, we're lasting a little bit longer this episode. So, I got Three Heads Brewing Java Sutra. This is a coffee porter from Three Heads Brewing Company out of Rochester, New York. Their website is www.threeheadsbrewing.com. This is a 6.5 ABV. And I was hoping I could find some kind of... here we go. We got the Tap and Mullet House Roast... coffee. That's the kind of coffee that they use in this. So I don't have a hops or a malt bill for you. So I'm just going to crack it. I will. I'm looking forward to it. I've had this one in the beer fridge for quite some time.
But, waiting for that perfect occasion.
Yep, and here it is. Aggressive there. See if I can get a little head off this thing.
How do you untap your beer before you've even untapped it?
Oh, I have my people that do that kind of stuff for me. I don't bother with that myself.
Was it Bill Kreuziger and David Hirschbuck? Were they in cahoots with you on this one?
I don't believe so. So this beer is black, and I got about a pinky finger of head, and it's just
black as the ace of spades.
Yep,
black as the ace of spades.
It's dissipating actually really quickly, and I had to pour pretty aggressively even to get a little bit of head out of this thing.
What's the ABV?
6.5.
Oh, wow.
And as far as I know, it's not like an Imperial or anything. It's just this coffee porter. On the nose, coffee. It actually smells... I hate to say this because I'm not familiar with the Tap and Mullet House roast, but it smells like a cheap coffee.
Like Folgers type thing?
Well, not quite like a Folgers, but like a...
Don Francisco.
Yeah.
It's kind of a...
Kirkland. You
know, ground up.
Kirkland brand. Actually, they get theirs roasted from Starbucks. The Kirkland brand.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. So it's actually getting cheap Starbucks
being on the
coffee.
East Coast here. I see Pete's at the grocery store, I have to grab Pete's because it's that taste of San Diego for me.
Okay.
Because that's the first time I actually had Pete's coffee was in San Diego. So. There's some bitter chocolate in there. Big roasted malts, but. It's just kind of an overcast of that, like kind of okay coffee smell. I want to say maybe even, I don't know, it's like a bit watered down. Maybe just kind of like a thin coffee aroma.
Do you smell alcohol in that or?
No, not at all.
Maybe throw it on ice, blend it up, and a little work snack?
Yeah. There's a tiny...
It's a frappuccino, sir, yeah. Really.
It's a frappuccino. Can we say that, or are we going to get
a
cease and desist letter on our podcast because we said frappuccino? There's a hint of vanilla.
Taking a sip, yeah!
There's some bitterness in there, actually. Like some hop bitterness that I wasn't expecting. There's some... coffee in the front, but it dries up and gets kind of bitter. There's not some malty sweetness that I was kind of expecting. There is kind of a coffee flavor that kind of hangs out on your tongue. But there's absolutely no creamy smoothness that I was hoping for with a porter.
Mm.
Especially a coffee porter. You want some of... I don't know, just have that little bit of a smooth mouthfeel to it, you know, to make it feel a little richer. It's actually got a lot of carbonation. It's actually interesting that it has more carbonation and it doesn't feel as heavy because it's a little bit more effervescent, you know. But it's kind of odd to have the the coffee and chocolate and it disappear so quickly. If I'm going to pair this with something, bacon cheeseburger.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I want with this. It's just something that I want bacon with this beer. And honestly, I could go with pancakes and bacon at this point with this beer, but...
How about pancakes that have bacon in them?
No, I'm not going to pair it with Snyder's pretzel pieces. Especially the honey mustard ones.
Have you had those pancakes with the bacon bits in them?
I have not. No.
Original Pancake House has them. But you could probably make them yourself. Never. You just make pancake batter and throw some bacon bits in there.
If I'm going to Original Pancake House, I'm getting like the, what is the German pancake?
Oh,
is
yeah.
The bigger one or is it the Dutch baby? It's the German pancake's the bigger one, right?
It blows up and then you have to wait for it to deflate before you can eat it.
Yep.
Is that the one?
Yep. I'll have that. If they can make that with bacon, I'll have one of those. That's what I'll pair with this beer. I don't know what else to say about this beer, really. I mean, it's decent. I don't know. Should I do kind of a like a formal?
I want you to do a little rating on this bad boy right here. Okay. Yeah.
Well.
Hey, you want me to give the untap rating
you
first?
You give the untap. I'll give the beer advocate, and then I'll give my own.
Well, Untapped has the Java Sutra Coffee Porter with a 3.49 out of 703 ratings. So not many.
No, not many at all.
No. And the top
beer
three...
Advocate. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, top three.
Top three places to drink it is at the Buffalo on Tap 2014 in Buffalo, New York, the Burdett Beer Garden in Walhalla, South Carolina, and the CB Craft Brewers in Honeyo Falls, New York.
All right. I'm sure you said that wrong. But
Honoyo?
I don't know how to say it correctly, so.
Falls?
I'm sure Dave could probably just chime that in.
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, I'm sure he could butcher it.
Perfect tongue.
Perfect native New York tongue.
Yeah. Beer Advocate users rate this an 85, which is very good. And because Dave's not here, I'll let you know that the brothers all...
Dave's not here.
Was that interruption?
They rated it an 80, which is good.
Oh, the brothers actually drank this one.
They actually tried this one, yeah. They haven't tried any of the other beers, I think, on this show. And for me, I don't know. I like it, but what this is missing is that... that smoothness, that creaminess that needs to be there in a coffee porter. It needs to have that, not quite like a milk stout, you know, like the lactose kind of sweet smoothness, but something a little bit smoother. I don't know. That's what it needs. It's too carbonated. And because it's so carbonated, it makes the coffee flavor less than, you know, than it should be. Oh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to give it a 3.5 because it's drinkable and I'll drink it. If I saw it on tap somewhere, I may choose it. But it is not one of the top contenders in the coffee porter category at all.
Wow.
But it's good. It's just not fantastic. You know what I'm saying? And there you have it, folks. A little bonus tasting for you.
Bonus tasting. We might have to leave this one on YouTube for people to check out.
We can do that if you want, even though I don't think I've even looked into the camera.
That's once. Cool. Whatever. We just want to look at the beard.
No one cares. So, yeah, there you have it, folks. I guess maybe I'll show you a little picture so you can see the coffee bean and the hop in bed together.
Dude, that's the best label we've seen all night.
Yeah. Little Java Sutra from Three Heads.
They have that kind of just cartoony artwork.
Oh, I mean, their
all
labels.
Their, all their label art.
It was the Bromigo. It's a smoked maple amber, and it's
Bromigo.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I think we saw that on their website. Were we just at their website
with Babe and the Blue Ox kind of thing. Yeah. They have some pretty funny labels as well. So if you get a chance, yeah, check them out. Three Heads Brewing out of Rochester, New York. Website, again, threeheadsbrewing.com.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Peace out.
Cheers. Good job, Mike.
Thanks. I'm going to get drunk.